and PJ podcast.
Sit-in. Hello, thanks to My Republic. This is today's podcast. Hello.
Welcome along, everybody. Hope you had a very relaxing or leisurely weekend. You right?
Yeah.
What's up?
I got the stag.
Is this why you've been a bit tense?
What?
What were you going to say?
I got the stag do this week.
Oh, yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, later on the week, flying out to Aussie. My mate Jack's wedding that I'm not a groomsman for.
So are you actually seriously going to push the music?
No, he doesn't trust me with that.
So are you doing anything?
No.
So after all that talk we did on air?
Nothing.
You got zilch.
Nothing.
Zero.
Surprised I'm invited.
Nothing.
But I have sort of, I'll tell you what, mate, I've been organising the stag do.
And has been going on forever.
Yeah, well, it's trying to get everyone to fly into the Gold Coast. Like, it's not easy. You should see the bloody Facebook chat we got going. Oh, here we go.
Well, even when I was going out with Uzi Romance, he was in that group chat.
Yeah, that's right. God, R.I.P. Stag do this weekend, because it's over in Aussie. It won't be like a night out and then me going home.
Just be good.
There's no point even saying.
I know.
What are you? Whoa!
Last week you're like, I'm going home at 10:30, guys, and you came home at 4:30.
It was not 4:30.
1 o'clock.
I'm sick of you guys character assassinating me. PJ, PJ had a massive night out in Hamilton and we got video sent to our Facebook page today of her on the floor in a bathroom.
No, it's because I dropped my necklace broke.
Were you on the floor in the bathroom?
I was on the floor in the bathroom.
Thank you. There we go. Legs. Nah, legs didn't work. You're off.
All right.
Yes, Alex?
I am still baffled that you got no role in the wedding.
Yeah, me too.
I'll tell you what. Is it like genuinely? Look,
you must
this
be
is a
pretty
genuine
gutted.
Question: is it awkward?
No. We laugh.
Do you guys joke?
We joke about it.
But is it a bit awkward?
It will be awkward if he makes a joke at the wedding about it.
Why?
Do you know what I mean? Oh, because like you know, I'll be on the back table and like you know, oh no, Jace wanted to be up here. I don't want that.
So who out of the boys are they?
Only Max. Oh, and here's right. What fucked me off: Max hasn't organised all to do with the stag do.
See, I hardly know Max.
So. You're obviously anything. Dealing with it really well.
He hasn't done anything. I'm organising it all here from New Zealand. God.
So has he got another bunch of mates or is it like a brother and a
brother? Yeah, brother,
and
all that sort of stuff. And he's doing two stag do's. One with his dad and like brother and friends and the other one that we're doing this weekend.
So you're
Aussie Romance isn't doing anything to do with it, is he?
No. This is probably just a bridesmaid. This is like a closed... Too soon?
Yes.
My bad. This is like a closed in stag party.
We should get an update from Aussie Romance.
Yeah!
And like his status, because we hear about yours all the time. People probably want to know about his.
I'll ring him now.
No, this is a bit weird.
No, it'll be
no,
right.
I don't want to know. Can I go out?
It's coming from me. He knows me.
Yeah.
You know, we know you're going to go back and listen to the podcast anyway.
You will. You light a candle. It's okay, it's just my mobile. I'm just going to add him on. That's all right. You know what?
Guys.
What's wrong?
Guys.
Don't you want to know?
Okay, I'll say hey. I'll just say hey, how's it going?
Oh, you know, I had a dream the other day that you guys got back together.
I had one too. Don't get excited. Or I wanted to get back.
Hello?
Batty.
Hello, mate.
Hello. You're on with Alex, PJ and myself. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, hello.
Have we got you at a bad time?
Well, yeah, I'm just watching the news.
Oh, geez, what did you turn 45 since you've been hanging out with us? We're chatting about the stag do coming up this weekend, and after Mum and Dad here gave me a pep talk about not having a late one, you came up in conversation. PJ asked if you're doing anything for the wedding, and Alex suggested we should ring you for an update. You haven't been on the show for a while.
Yeah, correct. So, what do you want? What am I doing with what for the wedding?
No, forget the wedding. We thought like you know,
work. You know, are you working out?
How are things?
Do you have a girlfriend?
Like people haven't heard from you in a while, do you miss PJ? Like,
are you guys serious? Are you guys struggling for content that bad?
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, you know,
who are on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. When you guys broke up, we took a massive hit.
Unbelievable. Well, you know what? If you want a proper update, get me on the real show and not this like podcast.
Okay. All right. Done. Okay.
No.
What?
No.
How good's the update? Like, I'm not giving you 5:10 if it's going to be, oh, yeah, I'm keeping well. But, you know what I mean?
It's definitely more of like a 10 past 7.
Right, okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Put me on with Cam.
It's 10 past 7, so.
you even said hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Well, it's just nice of you to, you know, call me, even if Alex and Jay's are on the line, I guess, you know. Been avoiding my texts.
No, you didn't reply.
No, I mean, obviously you were having a good time, and then I was like, hey, we should catch up, go for a coffee, go for a walk. You're always busy.
No, you didn't reply last time.
Hey, no, well, you know, if you want me to send the screenshots into Jason Alex, then that's fine.
We'd
keep it between us.
Do a catch up this week then.
Oh. No, I'm flat out. I'm okay. Busy now, but okay. You know,
he's watching good. The news.
I've been well. Thank you very much for the call. I'm all good.
Good to hear.
You're not dating any other radio announcers and doing like little Vegas trips on other shows, are you?
Yeah, well, The Edge has is sending me over to Europe next month.
Oh, see, I knew they'd do
actually?
That.
Actually?
No.
Oh.
No.
It's a prank.
It's not a real Europe.
I've got to do it naked.
Okay, all right. All right, well, look, we'll let you go. Oh, can I tell him about the...
What?
The...
No, you had the...
EBU said you did. I had a dream the other day, mate, that you guys were back together.
Oh, God, that's more of a nightmare, isn't it?
He's joking around.
On that note...
Just so everyone knows, because you guys are actually really good friends, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, of course.
But you didn't reply to my last message.
Oh, did you check?
I can't get in there like with the last laugh. I've been like asking. I always go, hey, I'm going for a walk. Like, we still live like 100 metres from each other.
Yeah, I know.
I'm always passing your house. You're always
all right, mate. What are you doing passing a house? Leave her alone.
Hey, walking past again.
A lot of people say the binoculars are too much. It's bird watching.
Oh, such good band. I miss it. We miss you.
See you, Michael.
Oh, she's wrapping us up. All right, I'll call you later, buddy.
If you get a restraining order now, I'm going to be pissed.
Right. There you go. Okay. Oh, I like that. Update with the ex. That could be a regular segment.
Okay.
Let's do one of your exes.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Jace's ex on the podcast intro.
That one you took to the ball? Did you guys go out?
Lauren?
Yeah.
No.
Nah. She was boring. You want someone else who...
Oh, she was a lovely girl. Don't do that.
Yeah, no, but...
Oh, what are one of your quarter-life crisis girlfriends?
Okay, we're out. Have a lovely evening, everyone.
I'll be able to get one of those numbers. Easy.
Well, we'll see
you tomorrow.
No, we won't.
ZM's Jason PJ.
I don't know why I bother. And I don't know why you guys do it in the first place.
What's happened?
So yesterday...
Are you opening up the man cave again?
No. Yesterday, I'm running around the house. I'm doing everything.
Mm.
We were both busy. But anyway, Lou was on the laptop and she was doing some online shopping. And like everything had been done. And I'm like,
last time she went online shopping, it was after a couple of lemonades. And
yeah, didn't know
she
what she bought.
She didn't know what she bought.
Yeah, no. So she's trying this whole new thing, sober shopping.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. We're actually buying stuff we need. Anyway, I'd finished all my little, you know, duties.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just going to lay down, watch a bit of House of Cards. All right. So I lay down on the couch.
Is that a new episode out every week at the moment?
The latest series hit Netflix a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I know that.
All the episodes.
Oh, so do they all come out at once?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Good.
Yeah.
You didn't know how some just do it on the weekly basis?
No, with Netflix, the whole series goes on there.
Cool.
Yeah, you got to try it.
I have. It's crazy.
So anyway, I sit down, I start watching this app, and then Lou goes, Babe, can you come over here? I'm buying some beanies for the boys. We've got two little sons. She's buying some online, you know. And I'm thinking, I don't care. As long as they're warm, I don't care what colour they are.
Yeah, but she wants to share that with you.
I know. So I got up. I hit pause. I was a whole 12 seconds in.
I can imagine the exact face you pulled.
I was a whole 12 seconds into the app. I mean, the credits go for a minute and a half. I hadn't even got to the bloody show. So I got up, walk over. She points to the screen. She's like, I'm going to get these two grey ones. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I like the maroon and the yellow one. They're pretty cool. She's like, I really want the grey ones. I think the grey ones are good. I'm like, okay, get the grey ones. So, okay. So I walk back over, sit down. I hit play. The theme's it. Babe, why the maroon? Can you come here? Can you just hit pause and come here for a second? Can you show some interest? I'm like, yeah. So I get up, walk over. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Get the grey ones. Why don't you get the grey ones? and a maroon one. She's like, yeah, but why not the yellow? I'm like, I told you to
but
get the yellow.
But didn't she want the yellow? You wanted the yellow.
Exactly, Peach. And she goes, babe, I'm just going to get the maroon and the grey ones. I can't even remember now. I'm confused. And I'm like, okay, why don't you do what you want to do? And she goes, okay, I will. Thanks. And then I walk back over and I sit back down on the couch.
That's what she wanted to hear.
Why? Why? My, like, it did
it's
not.
It's teamwork. High five.
No, it's not teamwork. Teamwork is not that. Teamwork is like, you know when you're doing a relay and you pass the baton to the other person? That's her just going, hey, you know what? I'm not going to give you the baton. I just want you to run next to me so you're doing the run as well.
A yellow baton or a maroon that's, baton?
Just two grey batons, yeah. Mate. Just two grey. That was good from you.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
ZM's Jason PJ. Pack your bags. It's ZM's World Tour.
Hello, Tegan. How are you?
Hi, good, thanks. How are you?
We're all right, man. How was your weekend? Like, in need of a getaway? Do you need to go to LA?
Yeah, I do.
Right. You need to see Katy Perry live.
I need this.
Hey, good news, though. If you do miss out on this, Katy Perry confirmed that she's doing a New Zealand tour.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Genuine excitement, actually. There was a real response.
Yeah, no. It would be really exciting. Yeah.
Almost by the sound of it, you're like, you know what? Save your 14-hour flights. I'll wait till she comes to me. Okay, so do you know how the game works? It's quite simple. All you have to do is pick the winning seat on board the Air New Zealand flight that is going to LA to see Katy Perry. Now, on the website, ZM Online, we have the map there, thanks to Air New Zealand's grabber seat.
Mm-hmm. What are you going, Tags?
Yeah, what are you locking in?
I actually haven't seen the map, but 2A...
2A, we're going for business premiere.
All we're after is a bit of...
Why not?
All we're after is a bit of preparation. Like, just quickly go to the website, have a look at the map.
She was ready.
Okay. Right.
And, to be fair, 2A has not been guessed.
Oh, there we go.
Locking in 2A.
Sorry, the flight has already departed.
Sorry, Tegan.
It's all right.
Remember, she's coming to you, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
You know what I mean? We're trying to be half glass full this Arvo.
Yeah.
We're going to give you another shot coming up just after 5 o'clock as well, producer Alex. Have you got a clue?
Yep.
Okay.
It's right. Quite simple.
Oh, okay.
That might not be quite simple. It's just...
What?
It's only three words.
Hang on, is that the clue? Are you being cryptic?
Okay, I just said the clue. No, I didn't.
Okay.
It's just 2-5 above.
What?
What?
2-5 above.
2-5 above.
So above 25 or just 2-5 oh, no. Above?
Take
two
what you want from it.
Above.
2-5 above. Got to listen to you.
Is it in the little luggage space?
Yes, the winning seat is it. Yeah, the winning seat is the overhead compartment. Oh, you've got it, Paige. You've won. Enjoy your trip in the overhead compartment to LA where you'll see Katy Perry. Your legs will be cramped after a 14-hour flight.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Massive weekend for a lot of people around the country.
Yeah.
Lions Tour wrapping up on Saturday night.
Correct.
Let's not even talk about the ending.
Let's not do that.
Extra time. We're all thinking it. That's all.
I was in the Mighty Tron for the weekend, and everyone's always so surprised when I come back and I tell them I had a good weekend. They're actually genuinely gobsmacked.
We've always had a good... Whenever we take the show to the Tron, we always have fun.
Always a good time now. You may have caught on the show.
A lot of blackouts, but always a good time. Did you go to a pub to watch the match?
Yes. Yep. You may have caught at the end of our Friday show, Wharfgate. My car was going through some issues. I was a little bit concerned because I'd had the stern word from Mum. I can't go to Hamilton if I don't get my Wharf and Regio done. Yep. Long story short, couldn't get the parts I needed because my car door handle's broken in time. So I decided to take our communal cube down.
The communal cube.
The cube came to the rescue.
Remember, anytime you need to borrow the show
yeah,
car.
You can register ZM online.
No, communalcube.co.nz.
That one.
Yep. So, hang on. What?
Oh, no, what Damien?
Communalcar.co.nz.
That's the one. That's
All over it.
Probably why the car was available on the weekend. We've been given out the wrong address. So, communalcar.co.nz if you want to borrow our show car.
Lovely car to drive.
It's great.
So we went out on Saturday night. I don't know how it always happens, but we always end up getting back so late in the Tron. And then Sunday kind of became a blur and we went to the driving range. And then before that, we went to the pharmacy.
Why'd you have to go to the pharmacy after a big night out?
Of course you'd say that. No, I went to get some...
That's what we're all thinking. This is how it was. You were like, oh, it was a big night. Oh, one thing led to another. Finished quite late. And I went to the pharmacy.
Not linked at all.
No one's going to the pharmacy for a kebab, mate. Do you know what I mean?
I need to get some natural supplements because my friend Morgs was like, oh, Paula, these are really great. And I was like, awesome.
Natural.
Oh, my God. Supplements. They were.
Yep.
Then I ended up having a shopping spree at the pharmacy.
When was this? The morning after?
Yes.
Just
no, it was the afternoon after, you little sh-
Yep.
Do you want to know what I ended up purchasing at the pharmacy?
Who does a shopping spree at a pharmacy?
I know.
Is it, do you do, like,
I've got a friend that does this. I literally ended up buying the whole shop.
You go in there and you're like, oh, God, I have had like a block nasal package. Yeah, I'll buy one of them. Oh, I've got a sore throat. I probably need cold and flu.
None of the things I purchased were medication. I bought a visor because it was 70% off down to $2.50.
No one buys a hat from a chemist.
I bought some cool, like, aviators. They were also on sale.
You're buying sunnies from a chemist?
I bought a little book of positivity. A little book of optimism.
Yeah.
Some sweets.
So you actually bought all the shit no one buys in a chemist.
Exactly. I was helping them out.
And jelly beans.
Yes. And, yeah. And I literally got the biggest look of judgment. I'm not going to say that. Because it was a bad, decision.
Were you? Oh, I see what's happened here.
What?
You were buying other stuff. So there was other things in the basket.
No, I wasn't buying anything else.
And you were there just to buy one thing.
I'll show you the natural supplements I bought.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Tom Cruise has wrapped up filming on the sixth Mission Impossible film in the South Island today, and he actually took to Twitter saying, goodbye, New Zealand. Thank you to all the amazing people for the great time. But then he turned up unannounced to the Church of Scientology in Auckland.
Really?
So
just a quick little blessing before flying out.
Correct. His visit was not posted in advance on the official website, and apparently staff members were actually a little bit shocked when he turned up.
What was he, just dropping off a suitcase of cash?
No, I'm Jason.
I'm joking.
Some footage has emerged, though.
Donation.
Some footage has emerged of one of the reporters trying to do their job at the scene. Have we listened?
I know. You're not supposed to actually be there.
Just one.
I know, but if you could just go back.
Yeah, but then we won't get one. Just one shot.
I'm not supposed to.
Anyone.
I know, I understand.
Just trying to do my job.
I know.
Just one little shot.
Yeah, can you please go back?
Just one shot and I'll go. Just let me get one.
So is this the reporter?
Yeah.
And she's getting blocked by his security?
She's trying to get like a photo. She's like, come on, just one. Come on, I've just got to do my job. Come on, just one.
It's so Kiwi.
That's what I'd be like. I'd be like, come on, mate.
Mate, look, I don't care. I'm going to do this.
I'm parked up for 10 minutes. I'm going to get a parking spot.
My Uber's waiting. I don't even like.
Fast game's a good game.
I don't even like Mission Impossible. Like, can you take my camera and get the photo?
As Alex said, though, the footage is so Tom Cruise. Like, he's just standing there, cheesy, smiling.
He's had some work
done. He hasn't aged.
No.
He hasn't aged since bloody Top Gun.
I would love to interview him. I reckon he'd be a really nice guy. Mm. But, yeah, he's definitely had some work done.
Yeah.
Yeah. About the money thing, like, you know, they take a percentage. Oh, you were going to get into Scientology.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. No, or was that Intern Deviant?
It was Intern Deviant.
Oh, Intern Deviant, that's right. Were you going to go join the Church of Scientology? You were going to go in for the open day?
I went and had a look around. It's a pretty flash building.
You're on an intern's wage. You out of anyone can't be, you know, separating with cash, mate.
Yeah, I wasn't actually going to join.
Right.
But it was pretty cool.
Do they do scones or anything, like, for open day? Yeah.
What's that?
Do they do like scones or anything on that? Because that I'd go to.
They gave us water. And
really?
It was flavoured water.
Flavoured water?
Careful drinking the cool.
I know, I didn't drink the whole thing.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Full respect to a lady I met on the weekend. Full respect. It was Sunday morning and she was coming off a big night.
She was celebrating.
Yeah, she had a big night the night before.
Right.
A couple of lemonades, probably one too many, she's first to admit.
Okay.
And I could see she was a bit worse for wear.
Less than 100%.
Oh, maybe a strong 9%. Right. I was like, you were right. Have you had a big night? She's like, yeah. And I went, my God, I cannot think. Like, hats off to you. I can't think of anything worse to be doing right now hungover. And I even went around the office and asked, hey, guys, what do you think the worst job in the world would be to do hungover?
Working at a theme park with all the screaming people.
Cleaning Portaloos at a festival.
Oh, I worked at a bottle store. Worst.
Bottle store would be pretty bad
as
well.
Oh, that'd be awful. And so, I wouldn't be able to get away from
it's
that.
The lemonades around me. Go away.
Well, I want to know, can I take a guess?
Go for it.
Child care worker?
Close.
Really?
Close. They are responsible for the health and well-being of children. I took Felix to one of those indoor trampoline parks.
I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah. And this poor girl's job was to bounce up and down on the middle trampoline, surrounded by kids, with music blaring, and she's got to watch their well-being while going
all day?
Up and down, up and down, up and down.
That's a bloody workout as well, can I just say?
Mate.
Those tramps are deceivingly tired.
I know, she was sweating on the trampoline. I was saying to Felix, don't lick the sweat, you'll be drunk. Like,
oh, you're right. That is awful.
I cannot think it. Like, don't get me wrong.
Do they get to do it in shifts?
I imagine she'd do
You'd
an hour.
Hope so.
You'd go out the loading dock, have a vomit, and then come back in.
Oh my god!
Just my heart broke. I was like, oh mate.
Does she only do that on the weekends, or is it a weekday job as well?
Oh, I thought you meant the benders. I'm like, I don't really know. You know, it was just a bit of
we
small
talk. Yeah,
2 minutes. Like, so Tuesday, Thursday. What's your ideal drink day? No. Like, I don't know. I think she was a full time worker, but yeah. I don't know if it can be beaten.
No, I don't reckon you can beat that.
Worst job to do hungover. Maybe you've actually done it. Or you know someone that's done it and you're just like, you know what, like my job's hard enough at the best of times, but to do this.
Did she at least pretend like she was having a good time?
No, God, like that's why I said something. I looked at her, I'm like, hello, you all right? And she's like, And she was even doing that closed mouth thing where I'm like, are you going to vomit? Yeah. I'm like, are you hung? And I just want to check. You're here watching my child. I was like, yeah, Felix, we're going. Get in the car.
The Jason PJ podcast.
I was telling Paige, I met a girl on the weekend who, don't worry, not a relationship wise. So I know
you're happily married.
Yeah, happily married. Took my little son to one of those indoor trampoline parks and she was hungover working there supervising kids. Hats off to her. I cannot think of a worse job to do hungover.
A lot of texts have come through.
Okay.
I'm a plant nursery worker in a hothouse in summer. Pungent floral smells make you feel very sick.
Yeah, but at least you're outdoors, bit of fresh air.
No, you're in a hothouse.
Yeah, but the hothouse is outdoors.
Yeah, okay. Hairdressing while hungover is so bad. One time I had a 4-hour colour job and I had to pretend to have hay fever, so my trips to the toilet every 10 minutes weren't quite so suspicious.
I don't want to get a haircut from someone hung.
Working on the inter-island of Ferry on choppy weather, not cool at all.
Yep.
And also milking cows, working at a preschool, and you're on nappy changing duty all day.
Jess, how do you go?
Hi, I'm a veterinary nurse, so I've been at work a few times feeling a bit seedy and having to clean up dog diarrhea or dog vomit, and it just...
What about you ever had to do a procedure like the snip and you're hungover and you're sitting there, your hands are shaking? Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh. I just cuddle the dogs. Do you find yourself just going, here, Milo, give me a cuddle?
Yeah, then they vomit on you.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, cool, all right. I can imagine finding you. Where's Vet PJ? She's in the cage again.
Vet PJ. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how's it going?
We're good, buddy. Worst job to do, hungover. What do you got for us?
Well, I was a beekeeper for 5 years, so it's a bit of a double negative. You sweat it up in your suit, and if you need a vomit, you take either your vomit in your suit or your...
Oh, Joe.
No, I haven't done that, but I've taken the mask off and taken a good few things to the face. So.
Oh, it's a lose-lose.
Oh,
bit of a lose-lose.
You really can't win.
I'd go in the suit. Seriously, just...
Oh, I don't know.
It'd hit the mesh, fly back. Oh, that's getting graphic. Sorry.
Adam.
Sorry, guys. He started
Sorry, Adam.
Sorry.
It's all good.
What was the job?
Oh, going to work hungover, shearing sheep.
Is it that bad?
Oh, it's bad, all right. Especially you shear one, you go in, have a stew, pull another one in.
Oh, Adam.
And everyone's got to rely on you to finish the job.
Yeah, well, you know, next time I go past a paddock and there's some sheep half shorn, I'll be like, they had a big night
Adam.
The night before.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Are you single?
Okay, this is some fun. It's a lot of fun. You can register ZM online, and if there's someone you have met but you don't know if they're single, maybe you met them at the cafe, you met them at the gym, we're going to do the dirty work for you.
Hello, Crystal.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm a little bit nervous now.
Don't be nervous, Crystal.
This is exciting.
Yeah, it's a place of love.
Not really.
Okay, well, it sounds seedy when I say that. But okay, so Crystal, there's a guy that's caught your attention.
Yes.
You met him at a restaurant, Chow Restaurant?
Yes.
Right, so is he a waiter or a chef?
He's a waiter.
Right, okay. And do you go there often or is this just like one encounter and you're like, oh?
The first time I went there and he was there and he kept like looking at me and stuff and my friends were trying to get his attention for me and I got a little bit nervous.
That's cool.
So, and have you been back since?
Yeah.
I just, every time my friends mention it, let's go to Chow, I'm like, no, I don't want to.
Okay, so you're freaking out.
Right, gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. All right, what do you know about him? What do you remember?
He's quite tall.
Right.
Yep.
Yep.
Got some tattoos on his arm.
Oh, nice.
Okay, ease up.
He had an accent, but...
What was the accent?
I don't know what it was. Well, my friend said it was a pom accent.
Right, okay.
So English accent?
Yep.
Right,
okay.
Possibly English. Some tattoos on, like, the arm and shoulder.
The shoulder, yeah.
What about facial hair?
He had a beard.
Right.
And then a, what's it called? A comb over on the top. Nicely groomed.
Oh, right. So not like bald old man, he's just holding on to a bit of hair and comb.
No, that would be fine if he had the haircut. No.
I'm just like that. When I hear comb over, that's what, like me in a year. Like, but you're talking like, you know, a nice clean cut haircut.
Nicely groomed.
Right. You sound incredibly nervous. Are you okay?
I'm dying a little bit inside.
This is exciting.
Yeah. Can I ask, how long have you been single, Crystal, and why was it this guy that's really caught your attention?
I've been single for maybe about 6 months.
Yep.
7 months.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just something about him made me nervous.
That's always a good thing. Nervousness makes
it. Like every time he would come into the part that we were at, I would like duck and hide.
I hope he didn't see you ducking.
So we're going to call the restaurant and we're going to find out if we can track down who this guy is and we will find out if he is single.
You're going to do it now?
Well, like we'll play a song.
Oh, okay.
That's how we do it. We play a song, we come back. Come on, mate. You've heard it before. We will make the call next. Is it?
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Are you single?
All right. So we have just had Crystal on the phone. Now, she told us about a guy who she fancies. He works at a restaurant called Chow.
Yep.
And we're going to put the call through now and find out, is he single?
Got the description ready. Open for love today.
Thanks for calling Chow. You can make bookings online at chow.co.nz. If you'd like to speak to our front desk, please press 1.
Hot waiter with tattoo, please. Were they sighted? Oh, single.
Good evening, Chow. Sorry, Jack speaking.
G'day, Jack. It's Jason PJ calling from ZM. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
We're good. We want to book a table, but that's another time. We'll get to that.
Yep.
We're ringing up regarding a matter of love, sir.
A matter of love.
Yeah. Can I describe one of your staff members and you might be able to tell us who I'm talking about?
I can do my best.
Okay, all right. Apparently there's a guy that works there. He's a waiter.
Yeah.
Has slight tattoos on like his arm and shoulder. Has a beard, bit of comb over hair, good looking chap and may have an accent.
Ooh, that describes about half our staff, to be honest, mate.
Really? Really?
Really? Oh, they think he might
good-looking
be...
staff, yeah.
Oh,
talk it up. they think he might be from the UK?
There's an Irish lad, Adam.
Adam, okay.
Okay, has Adam got tattoos?
Oh, maybe Louis.
Louis, okay. Is Louis British?
Louis English, yeah.
Right, there's a beard too. Does one of them...
He's got a beard. They've both got beards. Oh. Okay. Louis's got more tattoos.
Okay.
Louis's muscly, good looking, beard, bit of comb over here, tattoos on the shoulder.
Yeah, that's
him. Oh, comb over? So comb over matters?
Yeah, I'd say kind of. Just like pushed back.
Yeah, right. Okay, is Louis working right now?
No, he was working about 15 minutes ago, but he's shot off now. He's back on tonight.
Oh!
Do you have his number? Do you reckon we'd be able to get his number?
Yeah, man. I'll find out now. 1 second.
Actually, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold, and producer Alex will grab the number, and then he can call up Louis and add him on, just so we're not giving out the poor guy's number on the air.
Good
you
point.
Know what I mean? And then when we call, I think you should do the chat.
No.
Like, hey, we tracked you down from a radio station.
No. You're way smoother in that position.
We've got it. Okay, here we go. We've got the number. All right. Okay.
Do you actually want me to do the talking?
We're now calling Louis, who just left to have a quick little break before dinner service.
I can't do the talking.
Hello?
Hello, Louis.
Hello.
Hello. I realise this is going to be quite random, but it's Jason PJ calling from ZM Radio Station. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
We're good. We're good. we tracked you down through your work. I hope you don't mind.
I don't.
Okay. Can I just confirm a couple of things?
Yeah.
You've got like tattoos on your arm and shoulder, don't you?
Yeah.
You got a little bit of a beard?
Yeah, a little bit of a beard.
Yeah.
You'd say you're a bit of a muscly chap. Feel free to talk yourself up.
I'd say moderately. I don't.
Moderately.
There's the accent.
I don't go to the gym or anything.
You were sort of mentioned to us by a female customer. She, you sort of caught her attention, I guess you'd say.
Okay.
And Paige and I have just called up to ask you one question, Louis.
Right.
Louis.
Are you single?
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! We have a single man! Yes! If she was listening right now, what would your message to her be, Louis? Would you want her to come back into the restaurant?
She can, yeah, very much so, if she wants to.
He sounds nice.
He sounds really nice.
I like him. We know
She's
nothing.
On tour,
we know nothing about him. He could be a past criminal, but to us in this 3-minute call, he sounds lovely.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Seriously, this team, I feel like the bloody dad sometimes, and I shouldn't be.
You don't really act like the dad.
Yeah, you are definitely not the dad.
Okay. Well, firstly,
but you pretend that you are
a naughty child, maybe.
Okay, deviant. Producer Alex, I've just gone through my emails. Guess what just got sent to me? Some girl just sent me a video of PJ on a bathroom floor in Hamilton on the weekend, and you know what she was saying? Jace is going to be so disappointed.
No, I'd broken my necklace and it was on the ground, and she was helping me fix it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We became friends.
You're not allowed to go out without,
no,
without
us. No, I know. This is what I try to say to you guys. Whatever you get up to on the weekend, I'm going to find out about it.
I know. I hate it.
All right. So there's you on bathroom floors in the Tron. And then there's our most inexperienced team member, the intern, Deviant Davo.
Experienced in different ways, though.
Okay. Now, Deviant, you are not from Auckland.
No.
You moved here for the job.
Yep.
I've never met someone that's gone through as many flatmates as this guy. Like every
What's
week.
What's up with that? Every Is it haunted or something?
No, every week on Facebook, or maybe by him who's nude. Like every week on Facebook, so, oh, who wants a flat in Auckland looking for a new flatmate? Why do you go through so many?
I don't know. I'm the common denominator here.
Yeah.
I just can't handle it probably.
So you're the only original?
Yep.
Yeah right.
God, they move in and they move out pretty quick too.
Yeah.
Now, there's something I need to discuss today. You've brought in something illegal from your flat.
Yeah, because we're not allowed it there.
No. Well, I don't
think. You're not allowed it in a lot of flats.
Yeah, there's many places you're not allowed it, and I didn't want any part in this today. We have, and this is just, oh God, it's so 10 years ago radio doing this, but we now have a show dog in the studio. Like, why did you bring your pet to work?
He's pretty cute.
He's so cute.
He looks like a giant rat, but he's pretty
Look
cute.
Look at his face. How can you not like him?
I haven't touched him yet. What's his name and what sort of dog is it?
Nico. He's a cross between a Chihuahua and an Australian Terrier.
Right, now tell PJ why your dog is in at work today.
Because we have a flat inspection.
I thought he was just coming for a casual Monday.
No. Flat inspection. My old producer used to do this. He used to bring his cat in, and the cat, he'd set up that giant cat stand in the voiceover booth. And if anyone needed to go into production that day, everyone was like, "Why is there a cat in there?"
Excuse me, Hawkins. What? I've heard of the tales you used to get up to with your former dog.
Well, that sounds sus.
Oh, no. Like, that sounds real rude.
No, yeah, your little dog Chopper.
Yeah, like we would take him places, but I wouldn't take him into work if I had a flat. We'd take him on holidays with us now and then. Like if we went up the Sunshine Coast, we might get an apartment just for like the weekend. And rather than getting like someone in to look after the dog, if they're a small dog, like you just take it with you. Lou used to sneak it in her bag. And then here's a tip. You know what you do? This is so wrong, but if you ever sneak a pet in, and you should do this in your flat.
Yeah.
As soon as my dog started barking in the holiday unit, I would tell him to be quiet, and then I would ring reception and go,
Jason.
Look, I just want to give you the heads up. I'm staying here. I'm not sure what apartment it's coming from, but I have heard a dog.
Jason,
and then they go, no worries, sir. Thanks for staying with us. And then what happens is if anyone else complains, the last thing they do.
They instantly rule out yours.
You're ruled out, mate. You were the first to complain.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I'm calling a North staff meeting after the show tonight. I want us to work back. Possibly go late into the evening. I'll order some
How
dinner.
How bad's the feedback?
No, it's more just not in a rush to get home tonight.
Oh, Jason.
I got the mother-in-law staying.
She'll
with
be
us.
Listening.
No,
right
she
now.
Won't. She won't. She won't. So Lou's mum's with us. She arrived on the weekend.
Mm.
She's staying for a week.
That's not long. And it's good.
Seven,
you have some quality time.
7 days.
She's family.
7 days. She is family. This morning, like, I was on the laptop trying to find some stories for the show. And then she was like, what's your demographic? And I'm like, oh, not even I know that. Like,
demo chat.
I've got no time for demo chat. I'm sitting here looking at funny viral videos of cats
it's
right
It's a marketing
there.
Strategy. Is she a marketing?
No. Okay. So anyway, she started asking what we're doing on the show and things like that. And she was like, right. She sort of went away. And I said, look, Wens, if you've got some thoughts what we should be doing on the show, by all means, suggest it. Send us a joke. She sent me some notes today.
Oh.
Suggestions on what we should be covering.
Well, I hope you took it.
I've got the text. I haven't replied yet. She put, hey, Jason, suggested topics. One, social media reconnection. Sounds a bit heavy.
What does it mean?
I think it's like tracking down exes or
past
friends.
Oh, like fanning down. Okay, yep.
She thinks we should do a show on puns.
I like puns.
I hate
Producer Alex likes puns.
Hate puns.
We should have a pun hour.
No, she wants a whole show. She said a whole show on puns.
Oh, the whole show?
Yeah.
Like we could do one break on puns.
No, don't like puns. Hate puns. She sent the name of a segment.
Yeah.
Mother-in-laws, mother-outlaws. That's it. Like, there's no
That's like my contribution to a team meeting.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like
I come with the name. I don't know what it means, but.
And then she sent a game idea.
Yeah.
Because I was saying how we like to do games on the show.
Yeah.
So she suggested a game. I thought we could give it a go.
Okay.
Right.
This afternoon?
Right now.
Okay.
Right. Oh, God, you're excited.
I am.
If you like this game, I'm going to be embarrassed to go home tonight.
What's it called?
Mother-in-laws, mother-outlaws.
Okay.
It doesn't relate to that anyway, but we've already got a game title, so we might as well tie it in. How it works, she said, I've got to give you 30 seconds to come up with a word for each letter of the alphabet.
Oh.
And she said, then you get a prize. You're not going to get a prize because you work with us. So
can I get a prize?
I have a 30-second clock, and in 30 seconds, hang on, I've got the alphabet written down on a bit of paper for you to make it easier.
Well, no, I already know the alphabet.
Okay, if you don't want the paper.
No, she give it to me. Just
30 seconds on the clock, a word for every letter, go.
Avocado, beans, cucumber, diddly, elephant, flag, gargoyle, ham, igloo, jobs, Kit Kat.
15.
Lemon, meringue, neutered, operation, parliament.
8.
Robber, Samantha. I got to S. Can you try?
No. Oh,
I really like it. I like it.
Damn
yes,
it.
Wendy for the win. Oh. Come on.
Give me the page.
What you got? I went into the food department quite heavily.
Oh, didn't you? Like you were massively, massively in there.
Okay, you ready? Go. Go.
Apple, beetroot, cat, dog, elephant, fudge, Google, hypnosis, ice, Jackson, Kit Kat, lemmings, mushrooms, noodles. Oh, that's time.
I won.
Shit,
is that how it works? I actually like that game. The only thing is after a couple of weeks, you'd run out of Q's and K's and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no, this isn't reoccurring.
Oh,
let's be very clear.
Oh, I quite liked it.
And that's how you play mother-in-laws, mother-outlaws. I'll have more suggestions from it tomorrow.
The Jason PJ Podcast. Spy.co.nz.
Your favourite is having a baby.
My wife. Smooth.
Is she?
No, she's not.
Okay, cool. James Corden, your absolute favourite host. So he's actually already got two children with his wife.
Yep.
But he and wife Julia are expecting another baby. She's 5 months pregnant at the moment, due in December.
You know what, to her defence, I reckon we should be leading with his wife is having a baby, not him, because she's doing all the work.
She is doing all the work.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep, no, good point. But he is technically... No, he's not technically having a baby.
Trust me, I have been in the room. Okay, you don't want to tell the lady who's about to push the baby out.
She is definitely having the baby.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, apparently they could not be happier. I reckon he would be a great dad. Don't you reckon?
Oh, like, yeah,
I think
yeah,
out of all the stars, I reckon he would just be super cute.
I don't think he's running him to school doing carpool karaoke every morning or anything like that.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
All right, dropping the kids off at school. What song do we want to do today?
Up, down, yeah. Funky like, up.
It's not like that. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure he's a great dad. He's just not doing
but it's not
yet.
As cool as
yeah,
you
oh,
probably
look,
think.
Usher's in the front seat. It was as we drop you at school
oh,
today.
I reckon he would do that as a surprise birthday present, surely. But as you spy for more, make sure you head up ZM Online and register now at ZM Online for your chance to win big with Gem Visa.
Jason PJ, weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.